Please make yourselves comfortable. This is the story that really makes Mary Magdalene into what large parts of Christian tradition will call the apostle to the apostles, the first person to proclaim the good news of Easter, that Christ is not dead but risen. And there's such beautiful intimacy in this story between Mary and Jesus. And it really has like all the pathos of a good story. It starts in despair, it ends in joy. There's this moment of confusion in the middle. And I love how Mary can recognize Jesus as Jesus names her. And I wonder how many times they have had some version of this exchange, where Jesus looks at Mary and says her name, and Mary responds with this term that is, I mean, it is sort of just teacher, but there's also a claiming of Jesus in that. This is who Jesus is to Mary, her teacher, her friend, someone she trusts. Mary, teacher. I wonder if that is how their relationship started. Do you remember that story? Mary Magdalene, possessed by 7 demons, healed and cleansed by Jesus. And there are, for all of the stories we have of Jesus, there are so many more stories that can only be hinted at. All of the times as Mary traveled with the disciples, sat with them and listened, watched with them and tried to understand all of the miracles, mass feedings, healings, maybe Lazarus from the grave. All of these times when Mary might have looked at Jesus and heard her name in reassurance, in encouragement, maybe in gentle reproach as she joined Peter in getting some of it wrong some of the time. I wonder about all the times Mary looked to Jesus and called him and claimed him and knew him as her teacher. Maybe in a little bit of shock sometimes, Rabboni, did you really mean that? Maybe in amazement. Maybe at the very beginning, and gratitude and thanksgiving for having given her choice and agency back in her life. If the gospel were a video instead of a text, I think this is the moment where they might have cut in sort of the montage of all of these moments of Jesus seeing Mary and Mary seeing and knowing and claiming Jesus. All of these moments of Mary and Rabboni going back and forth, capturing all of the emotions you can have between two good friends. I love Mary wanting to hold on to Jesus, this trusted teacher, this person who had shown her so much that she never expected to see, who let her into this inner circle of people that followed Jesus around and witnessed all of these things. It would be nice to witness ourselves, wouldn't it? And Jesus turning back to her and saying, something has changed. This is different now. It is harder for you to stay close to me. And then sending her. There's a fun linguistic difference that matters to, well, probably me and a few scholars, but it's a fun linguistic difference between a disciple and apostle. Disciples are students, people seeking the wisdom and the discipline. There's a connection between those words of a teacher. students who come and make the choice to follow and accept the guidance and the wisdom and sometimes the discipline of this teacher. An apostle is one who is sent. Jesus has sent other people. He sends the man possessed by legion out to his own people to proclaim the good news. He sends the woman at the well out to the Samaritans, her people, to proclaim the good news. And this morning, Mary becomes the apostle to the apostles, the disciple who is sent to tell the other disciples the good news. And it sounds like that is received with a little bit of confusion. Peter and the beloved disciple had also been there. They would have been able to confirm that Jesus was not in the tomb. Have you ever wondered why Mary went back to get them? We don't know, but I imagine it might have had something to do with why we find them all in that locked upper room. It might have something to do with the unrest that had been in Jerusalem this whole week as Jesus entered it and the tensions ratcheted up. My guess is Mary wasn't sure if she was safe. If people were willing to come and remove a body from its resting place, to disturb the dead, what might they do to her? What might Jesus do to us if we are willing to look and see how Jesus loves us in our fear, in our confusion, in the desperate hope Mary probably also felt that morning as she began to realize who this gardener person actually was. Not a stranger who might be able to help her, but Rabuni, the person who had shown her so much of what life could be. I wonder where Jesus might be wanting to send us. Out into the world, out into our families, out into the life Jesus gives us back. A life where we can live knowing that we will die and knowing that death is not the end. Knowing that as Jesus sees us and knows us and knows what it is to be human, what it is to suffer as we often suffer, what it is to die and what it is to grieve, this Jesus looks at us and says, "Something has changed. You cannot hold on to me, but I will hold on to you beyond all of the things you can fear." Amen.